Douglas East, the constituency in the heart of the capital, modern home of the nation's parliament, and for many, the gateway to the island. Mostly unchanged, barring the addition of the St. Ninian's polling district, the constituency stretches along the promenade, up through part of Summer Hill, around Woodbourne Road, before rounding off along North Quay. With a population of roughly 7,000, the area plays host to a range of businesses and iconic buildings, such as the Villa Marina and Castle Mona. Although recent growth in creative industries has been received positively, questions persist over issues like regeneration and parking. Chris Waller, the general manager of Noah Bakehouse, spoke to Ewan Gorn about what conversations the people of Douglas East are having.
I think there's probably a few main conversations that are being had, especially around our area in this kind of lower end of Douglas East, right by the sea terminal. The regeneration in this area has been touted for many years. Nothing's really come of it, and it is quite a key area, sort of that entrance point, a gateway to the Isle of Man, if you will, for many people that arrive off the boat. To drive effectively into what is scrubland and car parking perhaps isn't the nicest introduction to our island. You come off the boat, you go the other way down the prom, and I think there's a lot of issues there that could be discussed, but I think the main one most people would just come back to every time is just the quality of the road and the management of traffic down the prom at busy times, especially during road closures and during peak holiday season.
As a businessman, what problems do you face within the constituency and Douglas as a wider area?
I think a problem very specific to us is we're kind of at the heart of that regeneration plan I've discussed. There's an eye to us maybe moving in the next few years if it came to it. Like I say, this is really, it's pie in the sky thinking at the moment from us as a small business. We're kind of having to strategize at least in theory for what might come to happen to this area.
Do you consider having to leave if there was a big regeneration project?
I imagine so. We are kind of slap bang in the middle of that sort of old industrial scrubland at sort of that the sort of harbour sea terminal area of Douglas that would be sort of swallowed up by that regeneration plan. It wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing, as long as whatever did happen was right for the community and not just purely a business decision. I think that sometimes from a government perspective, the business support that we've had directly has been fantastic, but perhaps the community is often overlooked when it comes to sort of regeneration.
We've seen in Market Hall the creative industries take over, and also in the Noah Bakehouse you regularly support musicians and local artists. So how important are those creative industries to Douglas East, to Douglas and to the island?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think they're hugely important to the island going forwards in terms of just diversifying our economies. I think creative industries especially can bring so much to a community beyond the economies of their own business. They can bring great ideas, they can bring great creative people into your community that can help to start make your community better, that not only have the great ideas but perhaps have the skill set and the know-how to achieve that.
Do you think Douglas East or the island is an attractive place for people as tourists or even as people involved in those creative industries to come, or do you think the lack of stuff such as a regenerated promenade area is keeping people from coming in and getting involved?
I think being a very sort of like you've mentioned, a happy resident of Douglas East and living working within Douglas East, I think that there's fantastic space for creatives to move in, to start up new businesses, to become part of current businesses. The flip side of that is that to start calling it a creative industry, there has to be some kind of industry that's being driven over here. At the moment, it's perhaps a bit sparse. You've got certain little businesses, you've got groups of artists that are trying to get things off the ground, but we're a long way off from having a sort of hard and fast industry. Regeneration, though, is a great way to sort of harness creative energies to better the community for the creatives and for everyone else.
Chris Waller, the general manager of Noah Bakehouse, speaking to Ewan Gorn about what conversations the people of Douglas East were having.